Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I have an exciting guest. I know you're saying I say that every morning, but no, really, 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 this guest, I'm telling you, this is exciting. This is great news. Please go grab your phones. Call in 347-945-7991. Get on your Facebook, your Twitter, your some type of digital device, some use of technology and social media, and let somebody know to call in to this show this morning. My very, very special guest who is with us in our V Studio, that's V for Virtue Studio right here on All About Entrepreneurs, is a phenomenal expert, certified, dynamic trainer, physical health expert. He will show you how to use wisdom to get your body in shape and to get your body physically prepared for this journey that we're on. So we know we're on a journey, but we must get our bodies right. So let me just tell you a little bit more about this awesome, awesome guest. And this person that I got an opportunity to speak with through the internet, through Facebook. You know, you can meet some of the most wonderful people. Now, my guest on the show is a certified spin and boot camp instructor. Now, I know a little bit about boot camp because I was in boot camp, so I know right there. He's serious. He knows he doesn't play around. And in addition to that, he is also a certified health and lifestyle coach. That right there is wonderful and amazing. He's also a member of the Black Life Coaches Association. He is currently a health ambassador for Black Fitness Today. That's awesome. He's the co-owner of Bodywise, and that's BODYWIZE. It's Zebra E. He's co-owner of Bodywise Health and Lifestyle Solutions. That's right. You got a problem with your health and your lifestyle as they go together, you need to contact this person right here. He has the solution. Where their beliefs are in purpose is to their belief and their purpose is to inspire, to educate, to empower other people to also create healthier and better lives. They do this through educating, healthy living, healthy mind and body, and for the spirit. They offer boot camp classes, personal training, nutritional counseling, and also life coaching. You can find them on the internet, on Facebook. There's a fan page entitled BodyWise, that's with a Z, Health and Lifestyle Solutions, or you can reach them on Twitter, and you can reach them, and he'll give you other information. But without further ado, before I do that, let me just welcome those who are tuned into the show. Welcome to tuning into the show today, Friday, about to slide into the weekend. If it's your first time tuning in, we thank you. We appreciate you for joining us. We're going to open up the phone lines for my special guest on today, Mr. Certified Spin Doctor and Boot Camp Instructor, Mr. Kevin Thornton. Good morning, Kevin, and welcome. Welcome to all the listeners, but welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for being willing to come on and to share this important and vital and necessary and valuable information to people who are interested. So I see that the phones are lit up, and individuals, if you can write down your questions, I promise I'll give you an opportunity to ask your questions toward the end of the show, or if you hit your number one key, that's the only way I'll know to open your phone line. But I want to start by just letting Mr. Kevin just kind of share with us exactly what he does, but what is a spin master doctor, if you can explain that for those of us who are...
That was a name that was given to me. I'm a certified spin instructor, and I really focus on weight loss. Now, everybody who teaches cycling has a different forte of what they try to do for their class, and especially my specialty in weight loss. My whole purpose and my whole intentions when you take my class is to maximize that hour to lose as much calories. Burn as much calories as possible. So I usually do HIIT training. So HIIT training is like high intensity interval training. So, you know, the one song I might have them doing, I might have them do a sprint. And then next song I might have them do a mid-tempo song. And then next song I might have them do a climb. So like, they strengthen those. So their heart can never get used to doing the same thing over and over again. And so that's why they get the title of the spin doctor, because within the past year, I've had 8 members in my class at LA Fitness to get off blood pressure medication, so I was very happy about that.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So you've had, over the past year, you said 8 people who were able to get off of blood pressure medicine.
Yes, ma'am.
That's amazing. So I knew it. I told people, tune in. When I read your bio, when I heard the word health and the word wise and all together in the same sentence and body, I said to people, this is definitely a show you don't want to miss. And so what do you think contributed to them getting, can you tell us what are some of the steps that these people went through, because I know some people on this medicine, and I want them to go and listen to this broadcast.
Well, you know, I think for me, because I've been where they're at, so you know, I've not always been a slim guy. You know, I had to lose weight, so therefore they saw me lose weight. So they saw, when you see somebody go through the journey and they did it themselves. So then when they speak to you and tell you what they did to get where they're at, they're 10 more apt to listen to what you have to say. So for me, I told them that even though you got to spin, you know, exercise regularly, but I also asked them to start juicing because a lot of times, especially us as African-Americans, we tend to overcook our vegetables because by the time we eat the vegetables, there's no nutritional value for it. So I asked them to start juicing on a daily basis. And also with them having high blood pressure, I wanted them to incorporate beets as one of their vegetables and their juice, because beets is very good for your to try to help your blood pressure even lower. And so they did that, and they worked pretty hard, and a lot of them have lost weight from the range of 20 pounds to the most I've had so far is 70 pounds. So, yeah.
That's great. So you mentioned a little bit, you said that, you mentioned something rather that I wanted to go a little bit deeper in about your own experience with weight loss. Or so can you just kind of share your journey or parts of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always struggled with weight when I was younger because I love food. I always worked out as well. But, you know, I used working out as a way to justify or reward myself to eat what I wanted to eat. And a lot of times what I ate or what I drank, outnumber the calories I burned working out. So even though I was working out, I was still constantly gaining weight. And so probably about 2 or 3 years ago, my family came down to Atlanta for a family reunion that I was hosting. And my brother came to me, and he said, "What is going on with you?" I said, "What's talking about?" He said, "You are out of control with your weight." And I'm like, at that time, you know, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. You know, I was happy with myself, so, you know, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. And he said, "You out of control." He said, "You're working out, but you're working out." He said, "Your working out is not a priority no more. It's secondary. Your priority is going to the sports bar, eating wings, drinking beer, and you go to the gym, you're going to feel better about yourself for doing this." And I really believe, I'm a spiritual guy, so I really believe in God that my brother tell me this, because he know that I respect him enough to listen, because he is a brought up man by his passion, because he can only take good care of himself. And with him being my brother, he would know how to word it to me that I could receive it, and which I did. And so when I looked at myself, I took a step out of my own self and looked at myself for what maybe he saw me as. I saw, okay, now I got to do something better. So I knew my personality type. You know, I wasn't as disciplined as he was. So I had got me a workout partner, and me and him started working out.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing spin. I always did spin. And then one of the spin instructors said, you are a great leader. You're a great motivator. And he said, you would be a great instructor. And so once I certified as an instructor, I was still bigger. And it was funny because, you know, I come in and they're like, okay, how is he going to instruct me? And he got a stomach bigger than mine. But I outdid them, and I dropped all this weight right in front of their eyes. They see me drop this weight in front of my eyes, and they see my whole lifestyle change. So it motivated them in the long run, too, the same way. So a lot of times they said to me, you know, you motivated us because we saw you losing weight right in front of our eyes. And so it's not like you telling us what to do, and we don't know if you had your own journey to get to this point. We saw the journey with you. So that kind of helped them motivate them and do better.
Wow. That's awesome. So I wanted to also ask you and see if you have what your answer for this is, but how long did it take you to lose the amount of weight you wanted to?
It took me 7 months.
7 months, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about people who come and, you know, we want to lose, you know, like 20 pounds, but we want to lose it like in a day. And we don't end up doing it, and then we get a little frustrated. And I'm just talking about myself because I've done that so many times.
Right.
And then when it doesn't happen, then I just, you know, sort of give up.
Right.
You know,
I always tell everyone, even with myself, I didn't gain this weight overnight, and I'm not going to be able to lose the weight overnight as well. A lot of times I get people who come to me and say, you know, I need to lose 30 pounds. I need to lose it in 2 months. And I said, what's your purpose or your intent for losing weight? And they say, well, I got a trip to go to. I said, okay,
exactly.
Did you know? I said, well, did you know 2 months ago that you had a trip? And she's like, well, no.
Uh-oh.
I said,
okay.
What are you knowing about the trip? And she said, well, a year ago. I said, so then once you booked that trip, then you should have been on that mode. Okay, I want to be, summertime fine for this trip and started then.
Wow.
I said, because, you know, you set yourself up for failure, you know, by giving yourself a short time frame to lose a certain amount of weight. And when you do it that way, it's not the healthiest way to do it. So you don't want to go on a diet. You want to actually, you know, try to create a lifestyle so it would be easy for you to maintain.
Well, do you have, do you have some type of a chart that you share with people, whether it's your leads or your customers, your clients or whatever, that can give them maybe a more realistic picture? I've never seen one. I'm not saying they don't have them, but I'm just curious to see if you do. Some kind of a chart, because really, I mean, like for a person like myself, you know, there's a lot of different things that I dibble and dabble in, whether it's publishing books or teaching business courses. But when it comes to weight loss, that's like, you know how some things you just know that's not your lane. So, you know, you don't try to advise people with that.
Right.
But I can advise people when, you know, how to turn their lives around, different things. But is there some type of chart that you could say, okay, here's the month, you want to do it in this? But anyway, I just came to my mind because you were the first person who gave me the decent answer. Like, I've had to ask people those kinds of, your answer, it was something different about your answer to that.
Thank you. What I tell people, you know, is the safest and most best route to do is to try to lose 2 pounds a week. That's the safest way to go about doing it. So your goal is to try to lose 2 pounds a week, which is 8 pounds a month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the safest way, and you can do that by, diet and exercise, and understand that diet is more important than exercise. Exercise is important as well, but it's 80% diet, 20% exercise. So we got to make sure that the diet is in order first, and then make sure the exercise is in too. Because you can exercise all day, but if your diet is not right, it's not going to help you none at all. And I'm a witness to that, so.
Well, me too. I'm a witness to that. But now what about people like myself who was born and raised, you know, here in the United States, in my house, you know, my mother and my grandmother, loved to cook, were great cooks. I almost wish they had been horrible cooks, and maybe I wouldn't like food so much. But they were great cooks. The food was delicious. Food was always delicious. And so, you know, picked up a lot of eating habits that were probably, and then I was born right around the time where a lot of restaurants like your just different restaurants I was born in the 50s. So a lot of restaurants was really kind of still new, going to, going out to eat. And so it was like a real treat thing to do. And so, picked up all these habits that now at this age are just seem to be impossible to get rid of. like certain foods, like for instance, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, just Coney Island, right? There's something that we have there. It's like a hot dog with chili and stuff. That
I know. I'm from Cleveland.
You're not.
Yeah,
no.
I'm born and raised in Cleveland, so I've been in Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
Coney
God.
Dog,
so you know about Skyline. Oh, my God.
Skyline, the chili with the six ways. I know about that.
Oh, my God. And Grippo's potato chips?
Yes.
Oh my God, I can eat a whole box. I go when I go to Cincinnati, I buy the big giant box of it because I don't get there but a couple times a year. I'll get the big box.
Right.
I'm talking about not a bag, not a double bag, but a box. And I'll eat that whole box by myself because my husband, he doesn't really eat that. So anyway, so what's with all that eating of these things that we've been accustomed to eating? How do we...
How do we do it?
What's your solution
here?
You said you had solutions. So I want to hear your solution for that.
You know, it's a mindset. You know, I agree with you. You know, I feel like this. I can't tell nobody to stop eating everything completely. That's not true. Because it's some things that I crave. You know, when I go home to Cleveland, you know, I want a Polish boy or I want a corned beef sandwich. But I don't eat it all the time no more. So, you know, so when I do get that stuff, it's a true treat for me. And that's how you got to look at it. I think for me, I felt like, you know, I heard you talk, I heard myself. You know, cause I'm, you know, my mom and my grandmother were great cooks. So I grew up on the sweet potato pies, the chitlins, the greens, all that. I grew up on all that, and I loved it. I really made it to it. Then once I made the true decision that, and I educated myself on that food that is not really the healthiest food for me, and I wanted to live the best possible life for myself and my family, I made a conscious choice to, you know, change how I ate. And that's what I did. So I started doing more research on food and, you know, how to heal ourselves. Because especially us as African Americans, you know, we are the most religious race there is. We're also the most overweight race there is as well. And you know, when I look at that, you know, that's a disconnect somewhere, because if we as religious as we are, we know that gluttony is, now I had to speak this to myself, you know, gluttony is one of the deadliest sins. So then that's something we need to work on, you know, not to overeat and try to eat in moderation. I think a lot of times now with the fast pace of our society, we make everything so fast paced, so it's easier for us to go out to eat and pick up something to eat than to cook. So what I challenge, you know, all people in my class, all people who come to our office, is that, you know, I understand you're busy. But you have one day. You have one day that you are not at this. So make that day the day you sit at home and you cook. You know, because, you know, if you cook your own food, you know what you put in there. You don't know what they put in the food when you go out to eat. And so you cut out less calories if you cook your own food. And so, you know, so now I have everybody, you know, everybody's day of rest is Sunday. Everybody go to church on Sunday and they come home. So they'll cook. They might have TV going on and they'll cook their, you know, food for the week. So then there's no excuse no more for them to say, well, I don't have nothing to eat because, you know, I don't cook chicken breast, I don't cook fish, I don't, you know, cook some greens and all kind of other vegetables for the week and prepare to put it in little containers. So all I got to do every night is just put it in my lunch bag and leave. And so that way it will, you know, take away the excuse, and then when you don't have enough to eat for lunch, then you make poor decisions so you have to quit. So, you know, and it's cheaper to go get a hamburger than it is to go buy a salad. So, you know, I try to alleviate, you know, the chances you make a bad choice. And then, you know, I ask people all the time, you know, what's more important to you, you know, your health or the food? If your health is more important, then you should be able to make a conscious choice and to find the sign, okay, you know, I'm going to change my life for the better so I can live a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, when you get older, the ones who are older than myself, they would say, you know, it's harder when you're older because we're so used to living like that. And I give my example of a friend of mine. Her father is 70 years old, and he was on 8 medications. And he got tired of taking 8 medications. So he started juicing every day, and he went vegetarian. And he lost all 80 pounds. He lost 80 pounds, and he got every single medication. So he's not on no medication. And then for my own personal self, my father is 72. My father has not gained a pound in 20 years. My father juices every day, walks every day, and he's not on no medication. So, you know, and he grew up on all the food that you're talking about. But he had this choice that once he got diagnosed with, like, a high cholesterol, he made the choice, okay, I don't want to be on pills, because his idea and what I take from me and I tell my people as a father, he said his greatest legacy he wanted to give to my brother and I is the wealth of good health. Because if we know how to invest ourselves to be a healthy man, and then we could create whatever legacy financially we ever want to give to somebody else. And so he's taught both of us, you know, the need of a good, healthy living. So not taking that,
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I want to make sure if anyone does have questions that they are able to ask. You are listening to Mr. Kevin Thornton. He is a expert, a certified, and an anointed person who understands the healthiness of our bodies and how we can do that. So if you have any questions for him, just hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line, and we thank you for, you know, calling in. Thank you for listening in. If there's a question that you would like to be answered, or you have a question you want solutions for, this sounds like the person that can get it done. So far, he's helped us get off of high blood pressure medicine, and I'm not saying that you're going to run out there and just stop taking your medicine and then go to the gym. No, no, we're not saying that. He is saying that. He is saying that. When you do the things that he is telling us that he's done with others, he's telling you what has happened to other people. It's just like when we read the Bible tells us what happened to David, or what happened to Jacob or Isaac, or what happened to this one or that one. It's up to us to then go and do it and let it happen for us. But I do know one thing, Mr. Kevin, that the same God that watches over you, watches over me, and that our God is not a respecter of person. He's no respecter. So if he took that one man off of 8 medications, and for doing what you, then I'm sure he can take me off of one.
He sure can.
Amen. I'm going to believe it. But so yes, so you're listening to Mr. Kevin Thornton. You can find him on Facebook, and he can give us his Facebook information and his Twitter handle and different things, phone numbers, contact information. What area are you in now? You said you were from Cleveland.
I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. Then I went to school in Michigan. So I live in Detroit a lot of my adult life, but now I currently reside in Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome. And so you're down there, and you have your company. You help people get healthy, wealthy, and wise. You also are a coach. You help because you yourself had some problems, you said.
Right.
For those of you who missed the earlier part of the show, you can go back and catch that in the archive. That was a powerful, powerful example. And then you said you and a partner, I think you said, all started
me and
this.
My business partner.
Go ahead, tell us a little bit more.
It was kind of, We both worked at the same gym, and we sat down one day to have, you know, watching a football game, and we started talking about how, you know, especially with our own personal, our race, you know, we really want to be an agent of change to help our race, you know, create a healthier and better them, and give them the tools they need a lot of times to live a healthier lifestyle and be better people. And with me being a life coach and in fitness, it goes hand in hand, because a lot of times, you know, our eating habits is not always because we like to eat all the time. We also know a lot of us are emotional eaters, so if we're stressed out, we tend to eat, or if, you know, we're depressed, we tend to eat. So we got to try to work on the root cause of what's causing you to be that way, so you won't use the food to be your comfort item during those times of need. You know, find different avenues you could do to relieve that stress and relieve that depression. So, you know, that was one of our things when we started. So we both had the same vision, and we both wanted to be an agent of change for our race and for others as well. And so we just came out and started doing that, and it's been a blessing to us.
Well, you know, you really hit on some good things when you talked about, you know, that you're an agent for change, that you've helped other people. And I'm sure somebody will be listening to this and they will get help, and those who will go back and listen to the archives, because you have certainly helped me. And I've heard a lot of gurus talk about, you know, health and wealth and all of this, but this is the first time that I really feel like, you know, starting this program in terms of just even the juicing. I have a sister who swears by juicing, and she and I are as close as any siblings could ever be. But yet it's still, I had two sisters, actually, my baby sister, too. They do this and they talk, but it's something about the way you are explaining it and the way you're referring to it, and that, I don't know, God has anointed you.
Right.
Go ahead.
First of all, I thank you for saying that, but I think, you know, why it's so important to juice now, especially with us as African-Americans, because sometimes we tend to overcook our food. So juicing, you get the rawest, purest minerals at its natural state. So when you juice the food, the vegetables and the fruits, it goes straight to your bloodstream. So you get all the nutrients going straight to your bloodstream. You can't beat that, you know. And the fruits and vegetables is your natural healer, that it can heal you better than any medication. So you want that at the purest state possible to help, you know, help you lose the weight, help you heal you, and all that. And, you know, each food is more important than the others. Like, you know, I always tell my members, juice twice a day, if more you can. The first one should be a green one. No, green one should be like kale, you know, spinach and all that, and add a piece of fruit to kind of sweeten it up a little bit, because the dark green vegetables are good for cancer. They are really good for all types of issues you may have, so you want to do that one. And then I tell the ones who have high blood pressure, the second one should be like a dark red color, because you're going to juice a beet along with carrots and other kind of fruit, and that helps with your blood pressure. And
What about diabetes?
Now, diabetes, I would tell them that, you know, they need to add cinnamon to their diet daily. So even if you're drinking some tea, add some cinnamon to your tea, or you got some oatmeal, add some cinnamon to your oatmeal. But cinnamon is, you know, vital in lowering the diabetes. It's also a juice I have, I don't know offhand, I send people who is a diabetic that will help them as well, try to lower their diabetes as well. So, but the main thing with diabetes too is make sure that you cut down your sugar intake. So, like, you know, I tell them, No Diet Cokes, no Crystal Light. If you don't like water at its purest state, what I tell them to do is to you can get some water, and you can put slices of orange and lemons in there, or raspberries, whatever you want, however you want to make it, and let it sit overnight, and the fruit juices, the natural fruit juices will infuse with the water. So it'll give you a slight sweetness, so you can, you know, you can drink it, but it'd be better than drinking it with a Crystal Light or something like that. So that's
okay,
that's,
well, we can, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. We could, you shared so much good information, and I just want to make sure we have all your contact information mentioned. I know you said they can go to your fan page on Facebook, which is BodyWise Health and Lifestyle Solutions. Is there somewhere else you want to direct people to so they can get in touch with you?
Sure. They can go to Twitter, and at Twitter it's at BodyWise. And same thing for Instagram, at BodyWise. They want to hit me directly and via email. They can email me at kevintsandtom211@hotmail.com. And what I will offer your listeners today is if they can hear me from the show, to put in the subject line consultation, and I will give them a free consultation to see, I'll ask them a few questions about their health and what they're trying to do, and I can try to come up with something for them, get them started.
Okay. That sounds great. So you heard that. You call him up. You email him, rather, at Kevin, at Key, yeah, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, the letter T for Thornton, I would imagine. 211.
Yes, ma'am.
That's like, I need help. 911. 211 at hotmail.com. And so, again, if you just tuned in, well, not just tuned in, but if you're listening in, you're listening to Kevin Thornton. He's a CPC, a certified spin and boot camp instructor. In addition to that, he is also a health and fitness coach and lifestyle, and to help you create a healthier, better you. And any time that you can, because medicines today are so costly, people say, well, you know, natural fruits and vegetables are more costly than some of those other foods, but medicine costs even more. And doctor visits cost even more, and they do. Yes, so this is great news. And I just had a quick question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, wait, if you invest the money in the fruits and vegetables right now to help you get off the medication, then you will save money in the long run, because you don't have to worry about buying medication no more, and you will cut down how many times you have to go to the doctor as well. So, you know, you got to be able to be willing to invest in you.
That's so true. And I wanted to ask a question about the juicing. Now, when a person starts juicing, now, do you juice every meal of every day, or do you juice a certain amount of times? Can you still eat the hamburgers, french fries, shrimp, crab legs, and all that other stuff? Because I don't think you can juice crab legs, can you? Go ahead.
No.
You sound like, lady, you done, what are you talking about?
But, you know, I juice or I make a smoothie out of my vegetables in the morning. So I might make, and then I might have some snack, some fruit snack, an apple or something, or a snack in between breakfast and lunch, and then lunch I have a clean lunch. So when I say clean lunch, it's like I might have a spinach salad with some grilled chicken on it, and some water, or you can have some baked fish with some broccoli and a sweet potato, and that'd be a clean lunch.
Okay.
And then I have a snack, and then depending on how late I'm done, like working out or training somebody, either I have a clean dinner or I have another smoothie, vegetable smoothie.
Okay.
To end it, because I don't want to eat too late and lay down on a full stomach. So.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Great. That was my question, because I was like, okay, wait a minute now. What? Maybe that was one of the things.
You could juice a lot of different things, like, you know, or make a smoothie out of a lot of different things, like. You could do a sweet potato. I might like roast a sweet potato the night before and use the leftover and put it in the blender with some protein powder and some almond milk, and I'll put some filling in there. So it's like a sweet potato pie smoothie.
Mm.
And so it tastes good, but it also gives you the nutrients that you need as well.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking for your smoothie cookbook and get all these great ideas, because a person like me who's never done, I mean, I've had a smoothie or two, I'm not saying that, and I've juiced a thing or two in my 58 years of life, but nothing that I can, you know, remember. So, I mean, something like that would be of benefit and value to me.
Right.
I know they have them. I go to the grocery store. I see all those little books they have up there, but somehow I'm just not motivated to buy those.
Right.
I would rather get it from a person like you versus some of the stuff I see in the store. I feel like it's just there to get your own money. I understand we have to invest. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to invest in something that's not going to work, and I'm not saying that it wouldn't work, but I just feel that somebody like you, I've talked to you, I know you, I've heard your story, I believe your story, and I'd like to see, you know, your recipes for a smoothie or a juice, thing. I mean, even if you if you don't have one, an e-book is very simple to do and very easy.
Okay, you put that on my mind, on my spirit. I'm thinking about doing that because everybody has asked me to do that. So,
please
do.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, for a person like me, 10 good recipes will help me out. You can start. And if you find a way to juice that chili, we're gonna be good friends.
But listen,
because
if you do good majority of the week, you then give yourself a cheat meal and let that be that chili.
Okay, because I gotta have my chili. I'm sorry.
I understand.
So we are out of time, but thank you so much. So again, go to Facebook, get in touch with this wonderful person. I'm so glad God brought you into my life, and I feel healthier already. This has been
a
blessing. I can't wait to get off. I'm going to get off here, share this with my husband, and I think we can really do it now. And I just so appreciate you for, contacting me. It's the only way I met you, and for coming on. And you said you had something to share, and you were absolutely right. It's been beautiful. We're going to follow up with you on Facebook. Thank you so much. Bless God for you. May God prosper you even the more, and may He empower you the more. May He anoint you even more to do what you're doing. Keep sharing. This is great information, and I just love it. It just sounds so easy and simple to do, and I think that's what's going to make the difference for me, and I'm sure other people. So thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, and I wish you well.
Thank you.
You're going to do
it. I am. I'm going to talk to my husband as soon as we hang up. I'm going to talk to him. He is, and I'm going to share it with you through Facebook. Are you on Facebook? Yes, you are.
I am.
I'm going to join your fan page. I'm going to give you some updates, and
we'll talk
later about the exercise piece, and I'll share some more things with you. So, everyone, let's do it. Let's do it, y'all. So it's been a great, it's been real. Thank you.
Thanks
again to my guests. Thanks for listening in. I know you got some good tips, and we'll see you back here Monday. Have a great weekend. Try to work out. Smooth something, juice something, and get healthy, and let's follow up with Mr. Kevin. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. You too. Bye-bye.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook,